Hey there, dudes and dudettes. Time to wax up your boards and go catch the big wave over at the LPN Beach Blanket Bingo. One night only at the Balboa Theater in San Diego, October 20th. Come and check out all of the cool cats and the crazy dogs at LPN. Every show in the entire network, each one pulsating and grinding in front of you for your entertainment pleasure. We're all gonna catch the big kahuna, and I'm talking about that big greasy guy. I'm talking about a wave.
Ew, it's seaweed! It's seaweed!
Just so you know, it's gonna be inside of a theater, so any physical wetness you experience is your own personal body heat or the sweat of one of the performers. Come and check it out. I'm certain if there's a podcast flavor you need on your tongue, we got the spoon for it. Beach Blanket Bingo, baby. Come on, girls, let's dance.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes. Are we recording yet? Do you think that we should do like a 9/11 sale?
No.
For our podcast?
I think that would be greatly disrespectful to the 3,000 people that died during one of the worst attacks in U.S. history.
What happened?
9/11. September 11th?
Yeah, 911. You call it an emergency.
All right.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't that good?
Isn't that funny?
Remember that? Never forget.
But you know what I will say, truly? Yeah.
Also, it's a little bit rude to those with Alzheimer's, isn't it? Don't yell at them.
That's funny.
Don't yell at them.
That's funny.
Never forget.
But you notice that there's a distinct difference between people that call it 9/11 and the people that call it 911.
People that call it 911 follow that with a lot of thoughts.
There's always, and it's deep in the ufology world.
Oh, it of course.
Everyone. That's how you know.
If I could create one UFO Venn diagram that sums up the whole, 9/11, crypto.
Now we know.
Spacecrafts.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yep.
That's it.
But also, yeah, man, crypto too. That's the
I don't know. I don't understand why crypto and ufologists are so one in one.
I think maybe it's just because a lot of ufologists have been asked to leave banks. Like, please, sir, will you go? Like, there's no secrets here, sir. We're not here. You keep bringing up the federal exchange rate and it's not done here, sir. This is a Wells Fargo.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry. Hope everyone, you don't know, but it was wonderful. We had a couple of days off there, and it was great to see the country. So I want to, it made a lot of people smile.
Do you think
just by being nice to them? Because it turns out people are really sad.
That's good. I'm glad you're a roving jester for Wisconsin.
I was.
You're like, here he comes. Hello. And you're like, have you seen that large hard man? He made me smile for the first time since my mother.
Big Jesus.
Yep.
That's what they're calling
That's
me.
True. Do you think that it would be cool if we can take 9/11 back, right?
To what?
Being calling it like 9/11.
What was 9/11 before September 11th? If you're September 11th, yeah, it's a day that'll live in infamy, much like Pearl Harbor. But also, you're on the map now, baby.
Yep.
That's like if you were April 20th, who cares? In 1880,
yeah, I would
April
say,
20th is a dud day. 420, and now both total, complete, utter racist and potheads celebrate that day.
You know, and this might be on a kind of a controversial limb, but I think in that way you could probably call 9/11 the Ray J of international tragedies.
Yeah, I always think about that, like, sex tape when I think about the people jumping from those buildings after calling their parents.
It's the one thing.
They love them one last time.
No. Yeah, because it's like, again, before that tape.
I also, by the way... Before, I don't even know why we're talking about 9/11.
You did, because
I didn't know. I didn't do it.
Rob, right before,
Rob said
right
before. This is the episode before 9/11. Because that's encouraging, because it's a comedy podcast. But the one thing that I can't handle, I don't want to hear the phone calls.
Yeah,
every
buddy.
Fucking no. But
what do you
just,
think I do? Do you think oh, I? You think it's my ringtone? Do you think I sit around?
Don't know.
Do you think I have a Spotify playlist?
Let's roll. Oh, Henry, you're getting a call. Let's roll. But I just every time it comes around this year,
yeah, it's bad.
Just a barrage.
Yeah, it's incredibly sad, buddy.
Mom, I'm on the 83rd floor.
Yeah, buddy, you don't even have to do that. It's incredibly sad. It's 9/11.
I know.
Unless again, make it cool. 9/11.
Well, there's always a mattress sale. No, you can't just put a beat to it. All right. Well, speaking of planes, well, actually, okay, let's do a quick update. And then we have two plane stories, one involving vomit and one involving human shit.
Yeah.
But Lucy Letby.
She's in jail.
The worst. They got her. Her and Harold Shipman, two of the worst nurses of all time. Obviously, Shipman got to work a lot longer than she did.
I actually still think Lucy Letby was worse.
Than Harold Shipman?
I don't know.
He killed like hundreds.
I know, but it was boring.
It was boring. Okay, so, all right. So, if you're going to add up the year, well, only in the sense.
Got you with my pinchers.
If you're going to add up the amount of years that the victims had left to live, he killed like 280-year-olds.
Sure.
So, you put all of them together, maybe they had a collective.
Of what all of
100
the,
years. But yes. She killed babies, so technically they would have lived until 80.
Math.
You do that, and so yeah, okay, by years.
Common core.
That she, exactly.
That's common core.
That is common core. By the years that she evacuated from those people's lives.
Yes.
She did, in many ways, cause more harm, didn't she?
But Lucy Letby, there's a little bit of controversy, because people are a little bit saying there was no way for her to have a fair trial. So people all freaking out.
Oh, crocodile it was a long tears. Trial. She should have just gotten one. That would have been, she would have been the perfect candidate for those little fake stillborns they sell. I don't know if they're supposed to be stillborns, but the babies that aren't real.
Yeah, I can't admit, honestly.
She should have just got a bunch of those.
I got like five I got to offload. Because I really can't resist stealing from a Christ manger. I can't resist it. And so I feel like it's like I gotta unload these. So if you're in the mood for a stillborn baby kind of model, like one of those
it's a
things.
Model, yeah.
Yeah, come by the studios, just find us. You keep yelling. Come to the valley.
How
just
broken
yell.
Would you have to be, not even to get one of the ones that was supposed to be alive,
get a
but obviously
secondhand
fake,
one?
You get
yeah.
the
gonna say yeah go yeah. to a thrift store and thrift it it's a bad story. It's like Ernest Hemingway.
Ooh.
Was it in like two baby shoes unlaced, what was it called? It was
something
like,
the
smallest story in the world was like baby shoes
if this
pizza box.
If this bib could scream, it'd say I've had enough corn. All right, so here we go.
Good lord.
Air Canada.
I'm just glad we started light.
It's our producer for this show decided to lead us in a direction.
He said 9/11 right before the show. And then
and
what
so
am I going to do? He never
forgets. Rob has never forgotten. We're all New Yorkers.
Also, never forget, come out to see the 9/21 show for the Murder Fist. Murder Fist is doing their 20th anniversary show.
And much like the Towers, there's two of them.
Yes, it's 9/22, 9/23. And you could be there for the night of your life, Dynasty Typewriter.
September 17th at Flappers Comedy Club. All right. Air Canada. Now, this is a story I want to talk to you about, because we've got the one where this person literally shat so bad they had to turn the flight around.
Yes.
But there's another flight with Air Canada. And this is actually on the airline. Apparently somebody was puking all over the place because it was a Las Vegas to Montreal flight. And then people showed up and they were like, oh, there's a bunch of, it's a foul smell.
I think it's because it was a Las Vegas Montreal flight.
It is. Yeah. And then these people show up and they're like, man, the seat here, it's full of puke and it smells like vomit and it smells like perfume and there's coffee grounds everywhere. And they kicked the people off the flight for complaining that they didn't want to sit in the vomit-filled seat. What's going on, Canada?
Hey, man, I think in Canada, you know, they do things a little different. Because normally there, it's if you see something, don't say something.
We'll say something like, oh, I wouldn't, I wouldn't have driven the planes that way.
I wouldn't, I definitely wouldn't have vomited on these chairs.
No, I would have vomited on the floor there.
Yeah, or in that bathroom there. You know what? So my first take on this is that I have been on many a delayed flight.
Oh, so many.
When they're there, like, nothing is truly worse.
I expect it to be delayed.
I expect it to be delayed. But now, truly, I think nothing is psychologically worse than when you see it, say, at gate. And it's been there for hours.
Yes.
But they don't do anything with that plane. And I'd love for anybody to remotely fucking explain that to me. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. They don't do anything with that plane until right before you leave. Right? So it could sit there for hours.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see some person vomiting all over, maybe towards the end of the flight, vomiting all over these chairs. They got everybody off the flight.
Sure.
Right? They're doing their best to clean this shit up. right? Because you know they got all these spirit types. Because nothing is more infuriating than you know that this plane has been sitting there for this long and no one has went in there and done anything.
I don't think anyone was working.
Well, I think a lot of times it's because the shifts, right? Like flight attendants, everybody's there. Most of the time they got to run right off the plane because they get timed out. They got to go to another. So they have to go and switch. They have to go and do. It's like their schedules are extremely tight. So I can see why.
Flight attendants, you know, they got to be cleaning up that plane, which is not easy.
No, but they have cleaning crews.
They have some, but apparently they didn't do a good enough job here.
But the idea is, so let's say your flight is now sitting there and you get informed. Yes, your seats are chunky with vomit.
Right.
And it's bad. It smells like vomit. But if you don't sit in it, you don't go.
So what happened here was apparently the previous flight, someone vomited.
Yeah.
The flight attendant was very apologetic, they said.
Of course.
But then they were like, but the flight's full, so you got to sit there. So she said the staff placed coffee grounds in the seat pouch and sprayed perfume, but that the seatbelt was still wet.
So they thought that like
visible vomit.
They thought, ew, to glunch. And fucking old coffee is like the, yes, nothing I love more than a nice cold set of grounds.
I've never heard of just putting a bunch of coffee next to vomit in order to clean it up.
You're smelling them. Well, you're not cleaning it. You're just overpowering the vomit smell with a very thick old coffee smell.
Right. And then the wet seat belt, you can just feel that the way that's so snug. Also, I think they're getting smaller. I'm getting bigger.
Yeah, have you never done that? Because I've done this multiple times, where especially back in the day when I used to do many auditions, like running back and forth, where I would.
I've done this all the time.
I would have a coffee. This happened several times.
Oh, liquid dump?
Well, no. I mean, like I have in the middle of, let's say, screaming at somebody on the highway.
Yeah.
Spill all coffee all over myself mid auditions, right?
Great.
And so I have to go back and forth. I still have change. I change into my thing for the next auditions. But that smell of your dick and balls having been covered in coffee.
Right. It's strong
and
odor.
Then cooking.
I don't like the smell of coffee, to be honest. Some people like the Starbucks smell.
I love the smell of coffee.
I wish that gasoline was a perfume. I love the smell of gasoline.
That explains a lot.
My grandmother who killed my grandfather.
Yeah.
That's one of the things we bonded over.
Yeah, your love of gasoline. I feel like maybe you should start, because you know that's how they wash Harleys, right?
Go.
They spray it with gasoline. That's how they clean all the parts out.
So anyway, they were like, you can get off this flight, because they're like, we don't want to sit there. And then Miss Benson, that's the chick who didn't want to sit there, she says, I'm ashamed to be a Canadian, and I'm ashamed of Air Canada.
Oh, whatever.
That's so she was ashamed to be a Canadian.
That's a lot. You're ashamed to be Canadian because you had to sit in a gross seat. It's just a gross seat, but I would say.
Oh, it is. You would. I agree. Be like, no, ma'am.
No, I know.
Ma'am, no, ma'am.
But I actually applaud that flight attendant for trying to get that fucking flight out on time. I applaud
that. In some
that.
Ways.
I applaud. Yeah. They should be given like $3,000 in gift certificates. That's how it should have been handled. Like, you should have looked at it and you've been like, okay, you're not going to sit here, but here's like a way overpayment. We're going to put you up in the airport hotel, and here's like $2,000 towards whatever flights you want. And then just, you know, again, pay me. I will walk away.
They threatened to put them on the no-fly list because they didn't want to fly in the vomit seat.
I feel like
that's
dumb.
Air Canada, they have grounded themselves. And they've apologized. And they said, vomit seats aren't our thing.
Yeah, not anymore.
All right.
Not after this summer. Summer's over, I guess. But also, this next story is, here at Side Stories, we get stuff sent to us all the time.
All the time.
But this, by far, I always like it. When you get it clear, the audience knows us. We know the audience and what they want and what they want to hear about. And what the influx, the amount of times this story was emailed to us, was wonderful.
Yeah.
This Delta flight.
Man, this flight from Atlanta going to Barcelona.
Now, it's going to beautiful Barcelona.
Which, you know, when that plane lands, I love Atlanta and I love Georgia. And I just feel like when that plane lands in Barcelona, they're like, the Americans are here.
The Americans are here.
Because you imagine what that flight is like unload that plane.
Well, Atlanta's got beautiful. It's got such a great city. You know,
A fun bunch.
Oh, yeah. And then you go to sweet, sweet Barcelona. Which is like, you know, this apparently absolutely gorgeous vistas, and you get your tapas.
1992's Dream Team. That's where they first debuted with Barcelona Olympics.
You sleep for 3 hours in the afternoon. No one has a job. It's an incredible place to be. Then you're on your way. You're going to Atlanta, and then somebody just starts spraying liquid shit on your flight. I'd kill him myself. I feel like if I saw this, because so 2 hours into this international flight, it is turned around because of the excessive, flagrant diarrhea that is spread throughout the entire plane, apparently.
But the problem, so this, I also have a little bit of sympathy.
Oh, sure.
Like you're on the, oh, shit. And unless this person took a diuretic to be like, baby, you don't want to know what I'm about to do on this plane.
We're going crazy.
I actually kind of feel bad for, I feel bad for everyone involved.
Oh, sure.
But except for the diarrhea, because the diarrhea is doing what it loves.
No, yeah, honestly, the diarrhea is, honestly, I feel like we had a war against terror for a long time, but I do think if there's another sort of like concept, we should go against diarrhea.
It's just.
Oh, yeah. So from the flight, so this is from the actual pilot. They had to divert to ATL. Passenger diarrhea all over AC.
Biohazard. Biohazard, which of course, indeed, it is. So the people were all upset. But I will say this. When it comes to cleaning, the cleanup crew, they took 5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And they got up all of that liquid dump.
Well, this is personal responsibility. And what has happened?
For some reason, I'm assuming, man. But actually, we know it could go either way. Diarrhea knows no race nor gender, my friend.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and assume it's a man. It's just because that's just how it does go. Because in my head.
But you know what happened? After the 5 hours of having to clean it,
yeah.
Passengers came back and they said, you know what? It's even cleaner than when we first got on.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it has to be.
So that's the trade-off.
Sure.
Now you get a real nice plane.
Can I just, okay. I feel like in this country, you used to have a sense of personal responsibility. Okay?
Oh, that's got the window shame, all those sorts of things.
I think that this person, I understand, you're sick. It's coming at your butt. But in my mind, all right, I've had uncontrollable. This is a man talking, all right? I'm talking as a man. These are two men that know liquid shit better than probably 90% of this fucking world.
If I see a solid in there, I'm just like, what's happening?
Yo, we know liquid shit. I've had furious diarrhea. I have uncontrolled. I had uncontrollable. I've shat all over a bathroom floor. I've shat all over a fucking toilet seat and fucking sat in it. I've shat in my own pants. I've done it all. But one thing I know. It's that there has never been, unless you've been poisoned, literally poisoned.
Oh, sure.
You know this shit's coming. And if you were a total fucking actual ass G, you would have shat in your fucking pants and you would have kept it in that seat because you are looking at your family. You're looking at everybody else with their like khaki hats on and their scarves, thinking about all the little shrimps that they're going to eat, how much plancha they're going to have, all the different cheeses and novenos. And then like, you would look at all of them and be like, I need to take this for me. This whole load must be in these pants. Because if I spread this throughout this whole fucking thing, you know, now I'm the pangolin in China.
Bruce Lee, what did he say? Be water. And what is diarrhea? It is water.
I mean,
so actually, this is not, if this was a healthy, I just had some deep dish turd. Okay. But this is diarrhea. So
yeah,
no matter what.
Thousands of times I've had diarrhea.
But you're not, it doesn't, it is the water. It creates a river.
A space?
It creates a river of shit. So,
when's the last time you've truly uncontrollably shit?
Oh my goodness!
I mean,
gracious.
Uncontrollably. Like it's.
Like
I know
dumb
you.
And pee,
you accident. You accident. I know you chose to pee your pants while you're driving once.
I didn't choose. I didn't get home in time because the person that was driving me kept on driving a little too cautious.
But you were, obviously, you made the executive decision. You were like, President Kissel.
No.
Yes, he's like, yes, release it.
No.
Release the turrets.
That was not on me. That was on the generals inside.
God did.
That was a little bit, that was like when we went into Libya and it was like the president was like, I don't see it. That's kind of what happened there because I was just like, I'm out of control. I was in bed. My president was in bed sleeping, and the generals took over, and they were like, "Go towards the hole."
Go.
John Hurd. He took to social media because that's always a fun thing.
But not him.
And he says,
"Oh, yeah, not the shitter, right?"
No, he says both me and my wife were on the flight. It was a mess. The pilots were right to turn it around. The ground crew ripped up the carpet and put in new carpet. I have been on flights where it's fucking held together by duct tape. If it takes a man liquid shitting in order to get new carpet on these fucking flights.
They literally need to he needs to go to a hospital.
This man
because
needs
if
to
he's
be,
that bad. Oh, this video? Oh, whoa. You see the
Rob
just found the video of the evidence. Wow.
That's a lot.
That's not good, dude.
No, this guy might be dead. He might be dead.
That is like, man. That's Ebola. That's his fucking guts, dude. Well, that's not shit. That's him. That's literally him turning into shit. Wow. That's a crazy amount of shit.
It's funny because
that was several piles of shit.
Oh, it was multiple piles and large piles as well. Enough for it would be if you were a fly on that plane, you'd be like, I'm on vacation all the day, baby.
Oh, my God.
It's the Margaritaville.
Barcelona came to me.
Yes, they love to swim in shit. I actually think some of these comments are understated. And according to D, they say, my partner was on the flight. It was bad. It was dribbled down the aisle. Smelled horrible. But that was not a dribble.
That's not a dribble.
Oh,
that
my
dude,
God.
I want to hear from this guy. I want to hear from this guy. I want to find out where the fuck this guy is who did the shit. I know it's a lot for him. I know that it's, wow. It's
Again,
holy fucking shit.
That is impressive.
It looks like someone dragged a dead raccoon across the fucking middle of a plane.
That's a tough flight to deboard. You gotta really jump over that. It's like that old video game, that Atari game where you just had to jump and grab the little rope and
shit river to grandma's house.
Yeah. Apparently after the, but again, on the bright side, evidently they used a disinfectant.
I think we've discovered nothing but the bright side.
No, the bright side is the plane's all clean now. So apparently they used a disinfectant and they say it smelled like vanilla. And it made it smell like vanilla shit after the plane landed and was thoroughly cleaned. So
none of those work. Anything that covers the smell does not work.
But at least it was smarter than coffee beans and fucking whatever else those Canadians put on there.
At least
they tried to go with the vanilla, the reposado of perfumes.
I love flight attendants.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I love them. I know that is truly like... You know, besides, like, there are unsung heroes that I feel that are actually way more sung, right? You know, like, first responders, teachers. Oh. Like, you know, obviously they're unsung, but they're famously unsung. I think that flight attendants are one of those where, like, they're everything in the sky. We've talked about this many times.
They are.
They're the cops. They're the nurse. They're the fucking guy. They're running the whole fucking show. So they're doing whatever they can. And also, most of the time, I bet you, especially with the Air Canada thing, a lot of that's just like, I need to get the fuck home. And if this flight's canceled, I don't go home too.
Also, I don't know what the rules are when it comes to someone taking, again, a liquid river shit in the middle of the aisle.
I think this is the rules. These are the rules.
I know that... Air of flight attendants, they don't get paid when the plane's on the ground.
No.
So when this guy did that, I don't know if they get, do you just clean that up pro bono?
No. Well, they were in the air when he was doing it.
So then they get paid. But as soon as that thing lands, they're just sitting in shit for free.
Again, personal fucking responsibility. You're about to get on a goddamn plane. I mean it. And you know, this is not sick. This is something else.
Oh, he was sick. Did you see what I saw?
Yeah. But this is like, past sick. This is like a thing where there's no way he was just sitting on a plane and he was like, oh, something going on with my tummy. That did not happen. He was feeling ill that morning.
But
he was not feeling good. He probably got into a cab going, my ass. And the guy's just being like, friend, you want me to go to? I go upstairs. And then like, that's probably it. And same thing, he went through a whole security measure. He went through all of this stuff. There's no way he wasn't cramping and fucked up this whole time. And I guess he's just like, going to damn Barcelona.
Well,
I'm going to Barcelona. That's where I'm going to meet Julia Roberts. I'm going down there. I'm going to eat, pray, shove my way through a soccer hooligan match. I can't wait to do it. And then like,
yes,
God damn it, my buckle. It's the buckle. It's pressing on my shit button.
I was trying to find the name of the pooper, but I just found another pooper from June 29th of this year who they were on a flight from Mumbai going to Delhi. It was a short trip. He urinated and defecated on the floor, according to the Times of India.
Was he Gerard Depardieu?
I have no idea. And it caused a lot of discomfort to the other passengers.
I bet. You see, again, that's criminality. This man, God knows what this man did. Again, I just want to hear his statements, and I'd like to get a full apology.
The Delhi police in this case arrested the passenger and registered the case to the station. And they say, we produced him before the court, which granted him bail. Further investigation is underway.
Yep.
So what an investigation that's going
to
be.
It's a guy. We've done this joke many times. Been going up to the puddle, rubbing our teeth. Yeah, That's piss.
How is this a crime?
Now, this
you know what? According to the Delhi
that's
Police,
that's definitely a crime.
They say they have zero tolerance for such things. So that's good. We have a zero tolerance approach to liquid shitting on planes. How many times did that happen here?
Man? Well, just the idea of purposely doing so.
Right. But yes. Now we don't have any indication that the person on this Delta flight did it on purpose. Again,
no. I'm not
I have
saying,
empathy
again,
until proven otherwise. But yes, you are correct.
It's both.
Unless he literally got a ironic airborne virus and it just hit him and he just didn't know what to do.
Sure. I'm just saying, for our fucking loyal listeners, you sit in that shit. And you hold it down. You hold the goddamn line.
Also, why haven't we gotten one fucking advancement when it comes to seats? Why can't the seats take a little bit? You know, I was driving through Utah, beautiful Utah. Yeah. They have highways and they sell fun because you can go 80 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And their highways absorb the water. It was pouring rain. And their highways, the actual road.
Because they're extremely dry. It's like desert.
Mm-hmm. It's a special technology. It's like a rubber. So maybe we should change the seat. I'm not saying put toilets
Turn
on
the
seat.
Turn the seat into a diaper.
Yes. Diaper seats for diaper air.
That's what it is.
That would be perfect.
Yeah. It doesn't need to flush. It just needs to be able to hold.
Also, if you could just sell me one, I would double the price if I could just sit in the bathroom the whole flight.
You heard it here,
Isn't
folks.
That the nicest?
This is it. I'm fine with it in the bathroom. This is a story I do wanted to bring up to you before we talk about this BTK update little bit.
Again, another, this guy, like, speaking of liquid shit, he just trickles every year or so. He's like, trickles. Hey, a little bit more information.
He keeps showing up.
Fucking toad.
Live from your grave.
Did you see this story about the dude who jammed his bull into his car?
I did see that. It went viral.
This story is very interesting.
And I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say it again. How is it a crime?
Well, it is hazardous driving.
If well, the bull wasn't driving.
Look at
this. I saw it, yeah.
This is not what, I think this is not a safe, I'm just going to go, I'm not to be a ninny here, but this is not a safe environment.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
this is the bull. I believe the bull's name was Howdy Doody.
Oh, that's cute.
Howdy Doody was jammed.
It's a support bull.
I don't know if you can say that.
He also has horns on his car.
It's
which,
so big, but this is the thing. Look at the back of the car. It's really not so
oh,
much.
Oh, it's the shit.
If you could see this giant bull is mashed inside this car. Obviously, they gave him as many different tickets as they could, but I guess they allowed him to go. They said he basically,
I don't know why,
they gave him a warning and let him go.
The back of the car is covered in bullshit.
Do you see that he has attached some form of construction girder?
Yeah, like a gate
that
there.
Is keeping the bull inside of this Honda Civic. It does not look happy. It is jammed in there. It's probably drugged out of its mind. But if you can see where its butthole is positioned to be, he cut the whole top of his Honda off. And as you can see, the butthole seems to be just outside of it. And it is just sprayed liquid shit all over the back of the car.
Well, that's unsanitary.
I think it's more of I feel like it's a distraction.
Yeah.
It's the horns.
True.
I truly think the biggest issue here is the horns
right.
and the shit. The liquid shit is more about everybody else. And the horns right. are not helping him because he has no access to any sort of side mirror.
No, he
or
really
rear
doesn't.
View mirror.
And the car does seem to be quite low to the ground.
And in perfect Nebraska policemanship, he was let go with a warning.
Yeah.
It was Watusi bull. See, this is interesting. He said the officers received a call referencing a car driving into town that had a cow in it. They thought it was going to be a cow.
No cow.
No. And there was something small, something that fit inside the vehicle. But I guess technically, because it could be kept inside of the vehicle, it was not necessarily illegal for him to do this. But, I mean, you
we're
know,
gonna,
the cops also just,
car.
They just laughed at it and they let him go.
Yeah.
They just decided that this
you,
was, they didn't want to persecute
him. I mean,
this.
What do you want him, what do you want him to do? I saw the Bonnie and Clyde car at Buffalo Bills in Nevada. Not a good casino. Full of ex-cons.
No
many,
way.
Many were nice. Many were nice. I learned a lot about steroids. But they had the car that Bonnie and Clyde drove. They lit that shit up. So I'm actually happy that the cops didn't just like kill the bull.
Riddle him with bullets.
You know, also, it says his license plate is boy and dog. It's boy and dog. Boy dog. That's his.
It's a gender reveal.
oh my God. Did you see that video of the plane crashing?
God, no.
Oh, my God. There was a gender reveal, which do whatever you want. It's just don't make them so dangerous, please.
Yeah.
A plane is coming and they spray, I believe it was pink, so it was a girl. And then immediately the plane's fucking wings like go up and touch each other and the pilot dies.
Jesus.
And literally
Christ.
Everyone, yeah, you can play the video, Rob. Everyone at the party, they watch the plane come in.
Did they know the
no,
guy?
No, they don't recognize it. This is so fucking crazy. They're just hanging out. Plane, it's a girl, yay! And watch this.
What in the...
And they just...
What in a living...
They just turned back and they didn't even recognize that this man just died literally for their stupid fucking gender.
I think the screaming is in terror, right?
No, they were celebrating. So see, and then watch the crowd.
The wings just kind of fell off.
Yeah, they were having, they just looked back and they're like, it's a girl.
You know, I actually don't know. I feel like some of them were like, I don't care what happens. We're not ruining today.
I agree with that.
We are not ruining today. I don't care.
Oh,
a thousand people could die. The whole world can slide into a black hole. We are doing this gender reveal party today.
This is why one of the reasons I decided to drive across country for my little vacation that was so peaceful. It was because I'm scared. Look at that plane.
Oh, no, meanwhile in China, no!
Oh, don't do that. That's CNN commercials are fun. Yeah, it's a little propaganda for you. And don't forget the propaganda. But that plane literally just, it didn't do it right.
Yeah, the wings just fell off, yeah.
That's scary.
It's not good. No, I think what happens is you just hire some guy to do that. Maybe he's doing it too fast, or maybe he doesn't really have
you're
a lot of...
You're blaming the person who died there.
No. It did seem to be user
reveal,
error.
A gender reveal, but it's just a liquid dump.
I mean, it's kind of... Is that... Yeah, it actually should be blue, but it's all pink because of the blood in my system. Yeah, so it is a boy. I should have just said it. Yeah, it's going to be a boy.
Is there a doctor on the plane? If I was a doctor on one of these planes...
I'm a doctor, put snorkels on.
Imagine being a doctor on the plane with all the diarrhea. I'd be like, not today.
Actually, no.
I'm actually not a doctor.
I'm a comedian. So let's talk a little bit about BTK. We don't really know a heck of a lot, but we know that apparently...
We know he launched the hot dog squad, which brought us Detective Popcorn. Yep. So in some ways, isn't there a silver lining to everything?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for all the merch. But this story is not over. BTK.
Ugh.
They are now naming him in some version of. They're saying that there's some cold cases that they might be able to attach to BTK. He swears he's innocent.
And I really trust the guy. I will say though, not to his point, but sometimes they do just be like, hey, we got 10 murders we have no idea what to do with. Let's give them to Dennis. Like sometimes they do that.
Yeah, sure. That might be the case with Samuel Little. I'm not certain. We know they try to do it with Henry Lee Lucas.
Right.
They do this many, many times. But BTK, it seems like there's reasons why. So yes. Apparently there was some talk that BTK had some trophies from some other victims that might have happened during his pause, right? When he paused for those series of years before he got arrested, before he went active again.
He was desperate for the spotlight again.
They got him. But they apparently they went through his hidey holes and they found other stuff. They found a ligature. They found a drawing of a young woman. So what do we know about BTK? How BTK's work with what he did was that he would, what he said is that he would create projects
right.
where he would see somebody, fixate upon them. He'd follow them. He'd build like a case. And then
Not like crochet or bingo nights.
No.
The projects involved murdering.
But so he would do, and that was a part of his fantasy that he would build up all of this stuff. And there's some, he said a little bit during his confessions that when he was getting arrested, he was basically in the middle of planning some other, and he had like a bunch of fucked up shit that he wanted to do. He wanted to do an upside down crucifix. He wanted to do a torture machine.
So fucking lame.
Crazy fucking man, shit. All dumb.
The man who left cereal boxes in the cars to be like, get it, I'm a serial killer. The man who ate cereal after murdering his victims because he's a punny guy.
Yes.
The man who literally asked the cops, you guys can't trace any floppy disks, can you? This guy is such a fucking asshole
loser.
Yeah,
we hate this fucking bitch. But he basically, they found this stuff. And so, but it does fit. With his MO. So it fits with these bunch of drawings that he made. And he made a bunch of drawings of silos and barns. And they're trying to get BTK to say, where is this? What is all of this stuff? Because right. He had alluded that there might be more stuff. But they found it was underneath the concrete of his home. They went and they redug up where his house, I guess, used to be or currently is.
It's just like that one movie that I'm blanking on the name. It's a great movie, though. I think it's basically based on BTK. So that probably explains why it's similar.
Are you talking about the Lars von Trier movie?
Yeah.
That new one. What the hell was that called? I forgot. It was great.
It was good. But the two sketches show the women, including one in a short red dress or blouse, bound with nooses hung around their necks.
Yes.
And red gags in their mouths, and their legs were bound, obviously, with rope. And obviously, he drew them with fear in their eyes.
And now, what's very interesting is that his daughter came out and they knew that something's very strange. There's a lot of sketching and then he did this quite a bit.
You saw that. There's something about looking at his paintings.
No, it's really very creepy. It's very creepy. And
they're creepier than John Wayne Gacy's because Gacy's are kind of just paint by numbers.
Well, he did that on purpose too. He was just printing them out. John Wayne Gacy had other people doing his paintings for him. And that's why they created those laws. So because of John Wayne Gacy.
Right, right.
But they're making their money. But they said that my father, yes, that's cool. The House that Jack Built.
Yes,
thank you.
House
that's
the name of that movie. Thank you, Rob.
So Kerry Rawson, his daughter, came out and said, my father absolutely loves barns and silos. Every time we drove around going camping, fishing, he'd absolutely say this one. He'd absolutely say, like, I want to retire here. And he would tease his mom
silo.
About it. Yes. I mean, these barns, these farmlands. And then it turned out after he was arrested, we found out that he had massive fantasies about these specific locations. So now we're driving around trying to find those by memory and noting them because we need to go see if there's anybody missing or buried there. So there's a couple of cold cases that they're trying to now attach to him. And again, he's saying, me... But little old me
just bind, torture, kill. It's not barns, torture, kill.
Yes, because they said that he did not find it before. The city's official, they had demolished the home in Park City in the years after his arrest. But the reinforced hole, which they found, intact nearly 2 feet into the ground. So they made an actual, they found like he had buried this thing.
Yeah.
And Rader had eventually showed them this place back in the day. And the team uncovered a letter he wrote in 2008 from prison describing items that he'd hidden in the floor of his shed behind his home, which is where they found all of this stuff.
Okay.
And so they are now they're trying to test these trophies that they found in 2005 to attach to these other cold cases. But it's interesting, right?
I think that you made a good point before we recorded, though. Perhaps he's not claiming these because these were his mistakes. Because he was like,
he prided himself.
As disgusting as all of it is, he was like, that's an A+.
Yes.
Like, so maybe these were just like, I didn't come right.
I really
who knows?
I think that he was preparing to do several more murders, or at least fantasizing about it, beginning the process of fantasizing about it. And then it either wasn't completed or was not quote unquote completed to his liking, that he did not want people to know because he wanted everybody. He viewed all of his quote unquote projects as his like works of art. Ugh. That was his whole dumb shit thing. And so this is a also, I could see him almost being embarrassed. It's like, you found my Twitter drafts.
Exactly. That's a great analogy. Also, the one thing I do have an issue with is they call it his hidey hole.
Yeah,
and I think that's a little
cute.
Too cute.
It's a little cute.
Hidey hole is where it's like you put a squirrel puts a bunch of acorns. But like, is it a hidey hole?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a hidey hole.
No, maybe unless it's H-E-I-D.
It's an evidence pit.
Yeah, an evidence pit. That would be, that's better.
So in more lighthearted news, but sadly not, Loch Ness Monster, the biggest search in over half a century. It's resulted, nothing conclusive.
But you know what? It's about the friends you meet along the way. We've talked about this before.
There's a lot more. Honestly, this is sad though, because I'll explain why it didn't happen like that.
People were fighting?
So there was several reports of possible sightings. They were calling this, I believe they're calling it the Quest. Yes, the Loch Ness Center.
I remember
they
this.
They put together the volunteer research team, that they put together this thing called the Quest with Loch Ness Exploration, which is the name of the research team, the volunteer research team.
I love it.
Again, not a lot. I imagine there's also a lot of crypto within the Loch Ness community as well.
That's crypto and cryptids and UFOs. They all go together. Talked about that before. But again, I'm going to say whatever gets these guys off their couch and out there in the wild, getting steps in, getting the sun on your
skin. Loch Ness Monster, go. That's what we need. But they went. So they used machines that they've never used before. They used a bunch of like temperature gauging drones, which I just saw. I've been watching The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch.
How is it?
Fucking so fucking stupid.
Great.
God, it's bad.
You're not seeing watching The Secret? Bigelow.
It's just so bad. You gotta watch it.
All right.
Danger. You gotta meet.
Mr. Bigelow is involved in politics.
Not anymore. Cryptids. You gotta meet the new billionaire that runs it. This guy named Dragon. That is their security force who just has a shotgun with them all the time. It's a dumb as fuck show.
Oh, that reminds me of that great show that got no tread, and I can't believe it, Small Town Security. I
love that show.
That show, it's so fun. Speaking of shit, that guy had a little shit stick that he would use to poke his boobs
and break
so
it up.
Big.
Yeah, he's going to break it up.
Oh, man.
Live from your grave.
So they went, they found all these new technologies. So like they have drones that can measure temperatures. They were looking for something under the water. They have this thing called like... It's like a water phone or hydrophone. It's a hydrophone, which is like a super powerful like microphone that you put in the water.
Okay.
And you go ring, ring. You call it. I don't know.
Hey, Lackness, you there?
Must
have been him.
Go fuck.
God damn it. You hung up, Stu.
So they went looking for it. But this is the issue is that, yes, they had about, I think they said there were some researchers there, but hundreds of most of what the so-called researchers were watching via webcam. That they set up cameras above the Loch Ness.
They zoomed it. Fucking... So they went all the way to Scotland.
Some people did.
Yeah. And they just watched it like they could have done in fucking Des Moines.
I think a lot of people did it from Des Moines.
They watched
cameras from their home going like, is that a shadow? Or that's gotta be Nessie. Oh, no, it's like a fart. Someone farted in the water.
Which we watched on the stream yesterday. Dogs farting in water, which is unbelievably adorable. Turns out your dog constantly farting a little bit.
Hey.
But why take all the fun out of it?
Well,
the fun is in the hunt.
They wanted eyeballs. They possess you being like, all you guys are going to be are eyeballs watching these cameras.
All right, well. Honestly, that's something AI could do.
I agree. I also feel like it'd be nice. I think what you're saying is what's nice about all of these quote unquote alternative communities.
Yes.
Is that it should be about you and a bunch of other weirdos getting together and enjoying each other, doing your hyperfixation together and enjoying yourself. You know, like
manifest
that's my thing.
Manifest the Loch Ness.
I would love to go. I'd love to go. That would be so much fun. See, look, this is the potential sighting.
Well, that looks like two trash bags.
No, it's not two trash bags.
That's
its humps. They said that apparently, though, that
why can't it just be a large river snake?
That, you know, it might be. They're saying that, that one OG. Of the biggest discoveries of the quest was just how many eels are in there. A lot of eel.
That's horrifying. All right. Well,
I love unagi. Like, I love eel, like from a Japanese restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I've eaten eel before.
But
sure.
You've never had British eel.
No. Is that like a part of the royal family?
They somehow make it a liquid.
You know, the British have a history of doing very controversial things, don't they?
Wow.
Don't they?
Like not delivering podcasts to Spotify.
Exactly.
Got you, Prince Harry.
Just less.
More like just Harold. Because that's nice now. If I see Prince Harry, you can just go, Harold. What's up, Harold, you fucking asshole?
Just please get out of the podcast business. You're a king.
Don't worry, he already failed prince. Out. He did not deliver. Just like,
why would anyone...
Remember in school that
we come from very low means. That's why we have to do this.
Do you remember in school that if a teacher was nice and you fucked up, they'd give you an I instead of an F?
No.
There was like a thing where if you didn't do something over your absences or illness, they would give you sort of this grade that wasn't good, but it wasn't a failure. You got to redo it. That's what Harry and Meghan got on podcasts. They got an I. They just didn't arrive.
Well, my last story comes from Vancouver. There was a dude who broke into a little store, a bakery, and he stole 6 cupcakes, and then he mopped the floor, trying to sweep up the glass, and then he left.
I just feel like
then he also took some selfies in the store. So
we all love sugar.
Yeah.
That sounds like he had a really sad birthday.
Yeah.
And then he was like, no one remembered. And
also,
These cupcakes are mine by right.
I agree. You get 6 cupcakes for your birthday, no matter where you are at any given time, you're allowed to have 6 cupcakes. The name of the store was Sweet Something, but it was kind of broad. I would like to say Sweet Cupcakes or Sweet. So Sweet Something could be really something you don't want there. But Emma Irvine, she saw this, and did she call the police? No, she went right to TikTok. because that's smart.
You got to.
And she said she posted it all on TikTok. And then she had a horrible feeling when she found out her front door was shattered. But that all changed when she watched the security footage. She had a good laugh, she says. I don't. Do you care about your business
That's
at all?
That's Canadian. It's very nice that they feel. I feel like I will. I'm loathe to always, you know. Is that the man who stole? Oh, he apologizes. Oh, yeah. He's got this. He looks like a man who was just like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, man. I just saw the cupcakes, man. I saw a TikTok earlier that said to follow my dreams, man.
She says it turned out that sinking moment turned into a really good laugh with the team. We had a good giggle. And then knowing it was just six cupcakes and no one was injured, you can't be too mad. He did try to clean it up. I don't.
That's very Canadian. It's extremely Canadian.
Look at that cupcake. It's got little sunglasses on.
I think it's based off the guy.
Oh, my gosh.
She's having a good time with it.
She named the cupcake Crime of Passion.
Yeah, she did it after his, like, very idiosyncratic sunglasses. This is very, you know what? This is a sweet story.
I guess so.
This is a sweet story. He's not been over-policed. He stole the cupcakes. As long as he pays for the window, I think that we've gotten here. I think we've done this. And I feel like it should be more of an advertisement for your shop of, like, our cupcakes look so good, people are willing to go to jail to try to get them.
True.
And then
true.
Maybe she should put up big glass being like, don't break glass, just enter the store. Like, this is how you make it. Because you know the Watergate hotel made it cute?
Yep.
This is how you make it cute.
That is very, very true. All right. Oh, also, there's the New Jersey guy who was arrested because he kept on putting green dye in all the pools.
Hey, this is, again, I don't know.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. And the guy's name was Patrick.
It's the middle of the summer.
Indeed.
It's like the last holiday I really want to think about.
What, St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a long ways away now, isn't it?
Yeah, I hate March. Except for it is beautiful Holden McNeely's wedding anniversary. St. Patrick's Day.
Let's do Hero of the Week. All right. This is a cute story because I mentioned, we were talking about otters a few weeks ago. And I think
I don't want to bring it up ever again. You thought that they were beavers.
Yeah. Okay. You never want to bring that up.
Yeah. I don't want to bring up the word otter. Ever again.
Okay, good. Because this Hero of the Week. It's beavers. An underground network of wildlife lovers.
I feel like we already just got to cut it. No, we're going to have to cut this whole segment. Because it's going to be about, like,
we're not,
cats. It's going to be about, it's going to turn out it's a cat named Beaver.
It's not.
It's a man named Beaver.
An underground network of wildlife lovers are illegally, beaver bombing local rivers. And they say they are the heroes of our time. In 1998, Olivier Rubbers. She beaver bombed, I assume, or maybe it's a dude. I don't fucking know. They beaver bombed their local waterways. And then the beavers do what the beavers do. And that means they make dams. And Rubbers picked up beavers from Germany, then crossed the border to his native Belgium to release them. He repeated this several times over 2 years, bringing a total of 97 beavers into the country, turning these little places into beaver ponds.
I feel like these are not heroes. They're bringing beavers from other locations to other things.
No,
I feel like it's
beavers
like
are the heroes. It's not the person smuggling them. It's what the beaver just naturally does.
They're beaver trafficking.
Well, the beavers should not be held accountable for that.
I actually thought that you were going to be into Dixon Butts.
No, that's a politician. I talked about him before.
Yeah, it's a
Dixon
thing.
Dixon Butts. He's a funny name.
Remember Vermin?
Supreme.
Yeah, that
I
guy too.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vermin Supreme is a fantastic person who really is actually quite intelligent. But anyway,
I love his hat.
Yeah, it's very funny. It's a boot because he is correctly satiring the American political system. So anyway, beavers, you're hero of the week.
Yep.
Just
trying to make things right here at Side Stories.
Trying to make things right. Because streams into beaver
balls.
These
are beavers. Yes. Beavers' tails, long, flat, scaly. They work. They make the dams. Otters, long, sleek bodies, more like dogs.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, we don't really know what they are. We just know, I've heard this before, we just know the names of them. You know, we don't really know, like, what makes a beaver.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about the psyche of a beaver?
But you know what? Sometimes I do.
So?
Sometimes I do.
That's why they're here of the week.
Oh, here we go. Listener emails. My husband and I have lived in New Orleans for a while, and we love this place. So following our last hurricane, our apartment got ruined, and we had to relocate quickly, and we found a place we loved. in the French Quarter.
Oh, yeah.
Felt too good to be true, but we went ahead and moved in. Fast forward literally 2 weeks, weird stuff is happening.
Uh-oh.
Door slamming in the middle of the night, lights flickering, Wi-Fi router being randomly unplugged. I begin researching our home, and I come to find out that this address was historically a brothel in which the women were subjected to less than ideal living conditions.
Okay.
Right? So we've been living here happily as the, like, oh, yeah, you know, we got dead prostitutes. They're all here, and they say stuff in the walls and stuff like that, you know. It's been somewhat of a bonding activity.
$5. $5. Right? No, that's chopped up.
That's chopped up. And when friends are over, we have to go deal with the breakers every once in a while, you know. However, two nights ago, I was out most of the night. My husband begins frantically calling me. I call back and I get up. Baby, please come home.
You know what that reminds me of? The unbelievable performance from Friday the 13th with our boy Crispin Glover.
Oh, God, yes.
I forget the name of the guy. He's like, Peggy!
Yeah.
It's like so fucking funny. Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
So I rush home. So he says, turns out in his sleep, he woke up to someone trying to get him turned on, touching his dick and balls. Like a person. And it was obvious it was not me. And he swears it was a woman in 1800 style clothing. Right?
This is actually
he freaked out. And they said they're trying to get ghost hunters in there now to their home. That's cool.
Yeah. I just wonder, you know me, I'm an empath. I just feel like that just doomed us.
Yeah. That just doomed us.
I just feel like, is there a way? I think it's kind of nice. To have the ghosts.
Yeah, I'm down with ghosts.
So they're
just
slamming doors, but the cock and balls thing.
No, it's cool.
But do you want to live there?
I would.
Yeah.
I would. I don't mind. As long as I know the ghosts and what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
Again, I've never seen it. I'm allergic. The phenomena is allergic to me.
It's also the French Quarter. It's so on theme.
It's so cool.
Such a beautiful
spot, especially in New Orleans. If you're, being haunted in New Orleans, it's like having spaghetti in Italy.
Yeah, it's perfect. I don't know why, but something about that place.
I also got a lot of response about my story about the Orkin man, about how I didn't let him in when I was shitting because I felt bad for the Orkin man.
And what, did they agree with you or not?
I got a lot of messages from our Orkin men listeners and lady listeners or whatever they are.
Yeah.
And they have said, like, honestly, I did get some, like, thank you, we don't need it. But, like, also, mostly it seems we see a lot of insane, horrible shit.
Yes.
And that you are, like, that's fine, but you just having diarrhea in a room is, like, not the most upsetting thing.
I would assume Orkin folks, anyone who goes into any random stranger's home, the things that they must see and understand about the human condition. Actually, that would make for a fantastic content for a show.
This guy said here his dad was an Orkin man, and he said that one of the worst things he had to do as a job was pass a kidney stone while on the job. And he had to go into a bathroom while he was at someone's house while he was working, and he said, I'm sorry. And he had to pass a kidney stone in the middle of fucking one of his
checkup. My dad went through about I don't know what happened. It was like 20 years ago. He just had kidney stones all over the place. It was before he was forced to retire. He kept on passing out.
And look, this is a real fucking, I love this story. This, again, if you're into this, it's like one of those dream come trues, right? So he's like, there was one time I was an exterminator for Orkin, right? And this lady who I was working for, I was at the house. Every time I went, she was about 40. She was very generous and one of the nicest people I'd ever met. But after 2 years of spraying this house, wink, one day I came inside, wink, and she was very upset. And once I finished spraying, she asked if I could stick around for a while and talk to her. And, I said, I got a few minutes, but I would need to continue on because I got a schedule.
Right.
You know? And after a few minutes of hysterical sobbing, she began a conversation that would change both of our lives. I learned about her ex-husband, who'd left her for a younger woman in her 20s, and how much of a shitty person he had been. And at the end of the conversation, I got up to leave. But she grabbed me, pulled me into the most passionate kiss I've ever had. We ended up having, and this is not made up. There's no way this is made up. We ended up having a midday bang, and she started calling me the Porkin Man as the joke, right?
But
and said, it's been 18 years, and we've been married for 15 of those years.
Wow.
And that's fucking incredible. I hope that's
congratulations.
Real.
Congratulations.
I hope it's real. And he said, while I didn't cuck anyone, I still banged a client. And he's like, but that's incredible. That's amazing. I wonder if you get fired for that, but.
Nah, not be the Porkin Man.
Man, I love that.
I mean, they got married.
Porkin Man.
It is funny. People just tell you stuff. When I was at the Buffalo Bills, a guy was telling me, and we had a good cover. You get an ex-con there. But he was telling me that he's got a 17-year-old stepson who shits and pisses in the corner and makes his grandmother clean it up. I was like, what the fuck?
And you're like, do you want to come over there?
It's crazy.
Let me show him where to piss and shit.
People are just in need out there. So be the light that you want inside.
Great.
People to be for what
Great.
You
Very
want.
Oprah.
People.
Rob just cried.
Also,
I saw one single tear come from
also,
Rob.
Also, Oprah and The Rock can donate $10 million themselves.
No, they asked,
commissioning.
Yes, they said $10 million we are executive producing from you to them.
Also, RIP Johnny Hardwick, speaking of which, Dale Gribble.
Oh, yeah. I think we talked a little bit before the stream. Him and then all the lead singer Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett, obviously.
Of course,
Buffett. I got fucking hammered for Jimmy.
Bob Barker. And then, of course, the status is Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's some weird roundup for some reason. We just said a bunch
of dead
celebrities.
I didn't know why you did a full obituary.
I just thought of Orkin and Dale Gribble. Anyway, all right, everyone.
Man. Wow. You got to live every day.
You do.
Knowing that. You know what? Just straight up, I think it's good to just assume today's your last day. Assume you're going to die later today. All right?
Sure.
Roll with it. Laugh like you've never laughed before. Right? Like this.
That sounds like the Porking Man.
Here's another one. Laugh like you've never had.
That sounds like the Working Man.
Right? And love like you've never had before. Have sex with a man tonight. Because it's the last time you will ever get a chance to experience anything different. So you get out there.
Right.
If tonight's your night, get 69 by a crossing guard. I hope
that you do.
Tell your dentist you got a big old cock and you wish you could show it to him. This is the time. You
this
know what
is
mean?
The time.
Carpe diem.
There
right?
you go.
Live, laugh, love.
Carpe diem indeed. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hello. We remind you. A couple little reminders.
Oh, couple reminders.
So you remember, come and check us out. We got 922, 923, Murder Fist, Dynasty Typewriter here in Los Angeles. Come check it out. Then we have LPN Beach Blanket Bingo. It's in San Diego. The Balboa. It's 1020. It's October 20th. You see all the fucking shows that are on the network. They're going to be strutting and fretting for your fucking enjoyment. So you're going to see that. And then November 4th, we're doing our last ever Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again performance from that tour. It's only 3 years long.
Jesus Christ.
And we will get that done.
We're going to do that. And I've been thinking about some of the jokes, and they're very, very funny. Also, I am workshopping. If we ever get to... Well, Henry and I are going to go dibble-dabble. I'm workshopping names for a tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some ideas. We'll talk about them.
Can you one just say, like, Bender?
Warnkin' it.
Oh, yeah, Warnkin' it.
But and Marcus told me, he says, Ben, you're getting there. So that's kind of a compliment.
That's not a brush off. That's not a brush off.
Because Mike Warnke warking it out. Anyway, Warnke in progress. All right.
You're getting close.
Okay, getting
close. You're getting
close. Okay, everyone, hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Hail me, fuckers. Bye.
Come on.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.